Good morning, Baltimore, greater Baltimore area. This is Oren Solomon on Entrepreneur's Edge. Super excited about being on the show with you today. We've got a special guest on. Again, we're on the Entrepreneur's Edge where we talk about entrepreneur topics. We celebrate entrepreneurship, different topics from networking to different types of businesses to tax advantages of being in business and all different types of stuff. So call a friend, let them know there's an entrepreneur show on, and if they're interested in becoming an entrepreneur, that they can give us a call. I'm going to give our number out here, 410-481-1010, 410-481-1010. If you're outside the listening area, it's 877-704-1010, 877-704-1010. Over the last few weeks, we've had some guests on. One of the weeks we had my personal trainer on to talk about being fit and being an entrepreneur. We had an accountant on a few weeks ago. Today we've got a great story. We have an entrepreneur here from the Baltimore, D.C. area, and I've known her ever since I was a little kid, actually. And just a phenomenal success story. She does so many things. She is such a what this show is about. It's phenomenal. So I said I had to have her on the show so that y'all can hear a little bit about her. Her name is Tahisha Brooks. And Tahisha, why don't you say hello to everybody?
Good morning. Good morning. Hello, everyone. Hello, Baltimore. Hello, D.C.
She is bubbly, great personality, great spirit. And Tahisha came here to really tell you about entrepreneurship. Tahisha, why don't you start and just kind of give everyone your background, just where you're from, you know, why you became an entrepreneur, all that good stuff.
Awesome. Well, first of all, I just want to say thank you so very much for inviting me to your show.
Okay.
You're doing some wonderful things in the community. I truly appreciate just the forwardness that you're in, the passion that you have to get the entrepreneurs in this city and just basically across the world, even in the internet radio family that we have out there, involved with entrepreneurship and teaching the community. So that's a wonderful thing that you're doing. So I just want to tip my hat
Thanks,
off to you with that. You're welcome. So, hey, a little bit about myself. I am from Washington, D.C., from Northwest D.C., and so I've been raised in the Prince George's County area pretty much all my life, and have some other travels as well, different parts of the city. And my background actually is human resources, believe it or not.
Mm-hmm.
I used to work for the same temp agency for about 14 years, and in that 14-year period, I've managed to work for, I guess, been on like 50 assignments, you know, from the FBI, the police department, a realtor in D.C., and have my own spa and all those kinds of things. So, you know, entrepreneurship has always been in my blood.
Okay. Excellent.
Yeah.
Excellent.
Yeah.
And if you could, Tahisha, because, you know, we have a large group of people who are listening who are either looking to start a business or maybe fearful of starting a business. Can you speak to everyone, maybe share with everyone, and why you became an entrepreneur? What pushed you to be a business owner?
Right. I always wanted to provide opportunities for people.
Okay.
And I knew that just being in a 9-to-5 job, I could not do that.
Okay.
So I had to step out there and say, you know what? I've always had that leadership skill set anyways.
Yes, you have. Yep.
I've always had the leadership skill set, and I've always been in a position where I can provide opportunities for other people.
Excellent.
And in doing that, I've learned the secret to success in whatever it is that you're doing, mm-hmm. whether it's starting your own business, whether you're even assisting someone and shadowing your mentor as uh-huh. being a mentee. The most successful thing that you can ever do when you're helping someone in the community, and the secret to success
mm-hmm.
is to helping someone else become successful.
Wow.
I've learned that.
Love it. Love
and
it.
And that's a principle. So when I realize, I'm like, okay, 3%
mm-hmm.
of the world's population
mm-hmm.
owns, check this out,
mm-hmm.
3% of the world's population owns 97% of the world's wealth.
Mm.
When I realized that that was existing,
mm-hmm.
I had to find out what is it that they know that I don't.
Mm.
So I had to do some research and check within myself, what is it that I can do to bring something to the community and awareness to other women,
mm-hmm.
other boss ladies that are out there struggling, and other people who are out there trying to struggle to get out of that 9-to-5 mindset.
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing wrong with a job. I'm not saying that.
Right.
You have your worker bees. I got
uh-huh.
that.
Yep.
However, that passion has to come from within, mm-hmm. and you have to stay focused on your goals and your dreams.
Excellent. Love it, love it, love it. We've got a caller here. Hang on 1 second. Hey, Charles, how you doing?
Yes, good morning.
Good morning, man. Say hello to Tahisha.
Good morning, Tahisha.
Good morning. How are you?
What's on your mind, Charles?
Well, I wanted to ask about how did you research the legal laws for starting your business? And did you attain a business lawyer, or are you looking for a business lawyer?
To answer your question, most times or another, you do need an attorney. However, the state has a wealth of resources and information based upon your industry. So you'd have to do a lot of research as it relates to, let's say, the SDAT. I went through SDAT and went through, got my business incorporated. I've got it registered, trademarked. It depends on what industry that you're in. Some people may have a storefront. Some may have an internet business. So the dynamics of business licensing is definitely totally different. I would always recommend any legal documentation, anything that requires your signature, should be reviewed by a legal representative at all times.
So, and also, not just licensing, but also, you know, the day-to-day laws for practicing whatever business you're doing. You know, as far as if you're setting up on the street corner, if you want to be zoned in a certain area, mm-hmm. it's getting some type of maybe you want to put in a bill, or you want to put in you know, something that improve the area. You know, we always got to find out what the legalese are.
Absolutely.
With Maryland, you have to have a lawyer.
Yep.
Absolutely.
Charles, are you a business owner, or are you an attorney, or?
Yeah, I'm a business owner, but going through the state, I've got very little answers.
Gotcha.
Okay.
Well, do us a favor. Look, I'm going to give you a number. I'm going to give out a number. For those of you, because we have a lot of people that listen in that are looking to start a business, looking to become an entrepreneur, I'm going to give you a number. You can text information if you want us to call you back. The number you want to text is 443-854-4889. 443-854-4889. Just leave your information there. Someone will get back to you. Charles, we appreciate you calling in, all right?
Thank you, Charles.
Have a good day.
Bye-bye.
Take care. Bye-bye. So I'm here with Tahisha Brooks, entrepreneur extraordinaire. Now, we have kind of bumped into each other over time at different places. And every time I've bumped into you, you're doing something. You know what I mean? You got something.
Yes.
You got something, some hustle going on.
Yes.
And you're making it happen. I remember one of the first times we talked, you were doing the boss thing. Can you
the
take a minute?
Network.
Yeah. Can you talk about that a little bit?
Oh,
and
yes,
I really want the audience to hear, you know, what's in the mindset of a true entrepreneur, a business owner, and how, you know, they have a servant's heart and some of the things that kind of go on in your head to put this whole thing together. So if you
Absolutely.
Explain that, that'd be great.
Yeah. Yeah, so as I said before, you know, I used to work for a temp agency for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
So in that period of time, in 14 years, I managed to go to various events and conferences and seminars, meeting different people, collected so many business cards from every industry you can possibly think of.
Mm.
So one day I'm just sitting there and I said, you know, I have nearly 4,500 business cards
wow.
sitting here. No one has nothing in common. So what am I supposed to do with this?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just thinking, I'm like, God, you know, what do you want me to do with all these business cards? I go to happy hours, I go to conventions, and nothing seems to change as you meet people and,
network.
You know, you network.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, what is it that I'm supposed to do with all these business cards? How can I connect the dots?
Mm-hmm.
So I said, you know what? And it came to me, even though no one has anything in common as it relates to their industry,
mm-hmm.
but they're all still bosses.
Mm-hmm.
So I came up the concept with the Boss Network Corporation.
Mm-hmm.
And there's two subsidiaries with that. There's the Boss Lady Network and there's GQ Boss for Men.
Okay.
So it's a platform that's been formed with the CEOs gathered together under one platform to teach the youth how to make CEO decisions when it comes to adversities.
Wow.
So we gather together, you know, whether it's at a winery or we go to conventions, we have happy hour and we do different things. It's seminars and so forth. So with all of that, I've managed to meet so many wonderful and great people and been able to connect the dots with them because
mm-hmm.
they need each other in
yep.
this platform.
No doubt.
You know?
No doubt.
So I was very excited to receive the love that came behind it because you really have to be a servant in this.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. It's not about being a boss and right. I'm a this, I'm a that. Right. It has nothing to do with that.
Right.
When you humble yourself
mm-hmm.
and you see the passion that requires you to help the next person become successful, that's your passion right there.
Mm-hmm.
You've connected the dots.
Wow.
You know?
Man, we got a powerful lady here with us today. I hope y'all are listening in. If you want to call in and maybe if you have a question for Ms. Brooks, you can call 410-481-1010. Or if you're outside of listening area, 877-704-1010. If you have any questions about entrepreneurship, man, we've got a lot of stuff to cover here with Tahisha Brooks and being an entrepreneur. Also, too, if you... are fearful of calling in, you don't want to call, but you want to hear information about being an entrepreneur, you can text 443-854-4889. Tisha, I got a couple other. Well, you kind of stole my thunder a little bit. I want to talk to you about networking. That's okay because you're the networking queen,
yes,
man.
Yes.
I'll just tell the story really quick. I was in a business meeting last week with some local business owners, and we were just talking about business. And you know, I'm just sitting down. All of a sudden, I hear this cheery voice. Is that Orin Solomon? And it was you, and,
yes.
and you were sitting with someone else that
mm-hmm.
I knew,
mm-hmm.
And I just thought to myself, man, it's such a small world.
Mm-hmm.
But you are the networking queen, and I know you're in a lot of different circles
mm-hmm.
with all the things that you do, especially what you're doing now. We're going to talk about that a little bit later.
Mm-hmm.
But if you can talk to people about the importance of networking, you know, if you're trying to start a business, if you're trying to get somewhere, just some of the things you've done to get into these networks that you're in.
Some of the things that I've done is definitely surround yourself with what you want to become.
Okay.
That's a very, very important factor.
Wise words.
Whether you're listening to tapes,
mm-hmm.
some of the things that I've listened to was Napoleon Hill. Napoleon mm-hmm. Hill wrote this book called Think and Grow Rich.
Love it.
Okay. So Think and Grow Rich, when he wrote this book, in the mindset of him, he interviewed over 500 millionaires of the 1930s.
Wow.
So he interviewed the Carnegies, the Vanderbilts, the Rockefellers. So when you are interviewing these millionaires of the 1930s, that's billionaire status today.
Oh, that's heavy.
Okay. Yeah. So you surround yourself with what you become. What you want to become. You inspire aspirations. I have notes written all over my house in picture frames that I've wrote to say that I, Tahisha Brooks, want to earn mm-hmm. $250,000 per month.
Mm-hmm.
But I changed that affirmation to say I want to give away $250,000 per day.
Mm.
So if I'm giving away $250,000 per day, how much money am I really making?
Amen.
So I surround myself with all of the necessary tools that I needed, whether it's videotapes or DVDs or just people.
Mm.
You surround yourself with the industry that you are in, and you become a student.
Mm-hmm.
You become a student to what you want to become.
Wow.
And once you have that stewardship, it will then grow on you because it's in you already.
Yep.
You just need the discipline mm-hmm. that goes along with that.
Man, I hope y'all are hearing this woman talk, man. She is powerful. Tahisha Brooks here on the Entrepreneur's Edge here with Orin Solomon. If you want to call in, if you got a question that you want to ask Tahisha, 410-481-1010. If you're outside the listening area, 877-704-1010. We're talking about being an entrepreneur. We have a special guest on today, just talking about entrepreneurship 101. This woman is very talented, one of the hardest working people I know, and really committed to her craft. You know, Tahisha, what would you say to someone? Because you know, we have a lot of listeners out here that are in, I guess you would call it adverse situations, maybe. Either they're a single parent,
mm-hmm.
They've never done this before, but I know you have two beautiful children,
mm-hmm.
and you don't use that as an excuse whatsoever. So tell people how do you manage family life and business and being a woman as well, you know, as an entrepreneur in this environment.
Well, what helps me is that I bring my children into the business world.
Okay.
Okay. So I can't say I have my oldest is a kid. He's 22. So, you know, boys.
Still your baby. Right?
He's still my baby. Right. Exactly. And I have a 12-year-old. So my children, I've trained them
uh-huh.
into thinking as entrepreneurs as well.
Okay.
So because it's a language of my household now. Excellent. So therefore, because it's a language of my household, now I teach my children, you know, how to become entrepreneurs as it relates to even cleaning their room or even cooking or cleaning up after themselves, you know. And, you know, the CEO or the entrepreneur wouldn't do this, or, you know, just again, still teaching them the dynamics of what an entrepreneur thinks and how to make CEO decisions. Mm. So if an example, if my daughter, she's, you know, her room is a chaotic mess. She's 12. Okay. So I'm a chaotic mess. And I'll ask her, you know, what would be the CEO thing to do as it relates to cleaning up your room? What would the boss do?
Mm.
And she's like, well, the boss would do this and do that. And this is that. And I'm like, okay, well, she's thinking that she's really telling me about business, but I'll tell her, okay, well, use that to go clean your room. Okay. And she looks at me, you know, so yes, I am a single parent. It has not been easy because changing the world in my own home came first.
Sure.
You understand?
Sure,
so
yep.
It can be challenging at times, but I know that I pray and I ask God for guidance and ask him to totally change the hearts and to help my children to understand that life is honestly 90% is a business decision.
Wow. Did y'all hear that? Can you say that again?
Please life, say that again. 90% of life is a business decision one way or the other.
Mm.
Whether you're a 9-to-5 person or whether you're an entrepreneur, it does not matter. In some way, even 9-to-5 people, they have the characteristics of being an entrepreneur as well. Because they're working under leadership, they see the characteristics and the traits every day. You can do it.
Wow.
It's in you.
Wow, I love it, man. Life is a business decision.
It is.
That is powerful. We've got a caller on the line here. Hey, Brandon, how you doing?
I'm doing fantastic. So how are you?
We're doing great, man. What do you have to say? Hello to Tahisha.
Hi, Tahisha. How are you?
I'm wonderful. Thank you for asking. How are you?
I'm fired up.
Oh, you should be. Yay, that's great.
What's on your mind, buddy?
Just what she said, the conversation of saying, giving $250,000 a day.
Uh-huh.
That blew me away of thinking like that. I never thought of it that way, you know, in terms of giving the amount of money away per day. Who knows how much you'd be making?
Absolutely.
You know?
You're right
and
about that.
That just completely got me fired up and thinking of what I can do to help people. And I guess my question is, we said the key to success is to help others become successful. I think that's been, you know, my downfall. How do I help more people become successful in their endeavors?
I personally, again, as I said before, let me ask you this. What industry are you in?
I'm in the network marketing industry.
Network marketing? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so even with network marketing and helping fellow network marketing, comrades, if you will, to become successful, you can help them with some of their leads. You can help them with conferences. You can even help them just by even making some phone calls. Even if it's not anything that's physical, you could just honestly, and what I've learned to do, you could pray for them. Go with them, along with them on business meetings. Talk to them. Help them in certain different types of ways. And that's what I had to do to some degree. And I had, and honestly speaking, I chose an industry to where no matter if I did not get paid, I could do it for free. And the law of attraction, whatever you speak, that's another thing. Whatever you speak will come to pass. I'm telling you, the law of attraction, whatever you put out there in the atmosphere, is going to come back to you tenfold the way you put it out there. And whatever you don't want the most times, it's going to come to you. Whatever you don't want the most shows up over and over and over. You have to speak it. And by me writing these affirmations and putting them out there, and I'm thinking, why do I have these affirmations written and all over the house anyways? And God shared with me that the atmosphere can read. The atmosphere can read and is very intelligent. So you have to put it out there because you are that driving force, not only to give it, but also to receive it, to pass it on to the next person. It may be moral support. It might be a text or a phone call you may place to someone and say, you know what, brother, I'm thinking about you today. Man, God bless you. You got my support, whatever you're doing. You never know. That may lift up the spirits of another man who thought about giving up 5 seconds before you called.
Yeah.
Does that help you out, Brendan?
Yeah, I guess now I'm going to put it out here now. I'm going to be on the top 10 of my company, and I'm going to help 1,000 people
that's
become
right.
financially free.
There you go,
You know what? I take that, and I receive that. I dare 10 people to call right now and confess and say, I, so-and-so, shall have this by this date and time. If you don't put a timeline on your goals, it's going to go on, and it's not going to know where to show up.
Okay.
It's not going to know when, so confess it. You're going to be this, and don't be afraid to say what you want in the earth. You have to say it. So I dare 10 people to call and just, you don't even have to give your name. You could just call in and say, hey, I, blah, blah, blah. I command this is going to happen for me, and just speak it out into the atmosphere. That's just where it is. And we will receive it and celebrate that with you on this morning.
All right. Y'all heard it. Call in. Hey, Brandon, thanks so much, buddy.
Thank you
Take
so
care,
much.
Man.
Thank you.
Yep, have a good one. Wow. We are having Entrepreneur Edge Church here today with Taisha Brooks. We are just getting some golden nuggets, some words of wisdom from an entrepreneur here. Again, if you want to call in, 410-481-1010. Again, 410-481-1010. If you're outside the listening area, 877-704-1010. 877-704-1010. And if you're that person that want to do something, but you're a little fearful of calling, we'll give you the text number as well. 443-854-4889. 443-854-4889. Again, this is the Entrepreneur's Edge with Orin Solomon and my special guest, Taisha Brooks, who's a phenomenal, phenomenal woman and just a fantastic person. So, Taisha, let's talk about what you're doing now. And let me just kind of set this up. I am just so impressed with who you are as a person and what you stand for and just and what you're doing. But I want people to hear what you're doing, because here's the deal, guys. Being an entrepreneur is just a thought. You know, success is really an idea. If you can just put something in your mind and think of it and put it out there, like, you can make it come to fruition.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
And so if you could take some time here and just talk about what you're doing now, how you came up with this, and how it can help people. So I'm going to turn it over to you.
Absolutely. So, yes, again, what I'm doing now, I have my own beverage now. I have my own water, my own bottled glass alkaline water, and it's called Fortune 5. Fortune 5 is a high-end glass bottle of alkaline water that is primarily for hotels, country clubs, restaurants, private events, red carpet events, weddings, various events, and so forth. So we're going to stay in a private market because we're exercising what's called price justification matrix. And because we're in this exclusive market, we're basically for your exclusivity, just your exclusive brand of clientele, if you will. Your Mercedes-Benz dealerships, your Bentleys, your Rolls Royces, as well as I said, hotels and restaurants and so forth. So this particular bottle or glass bottle of water is not sold in stores. It's only going to be for your high-end market or for your personal use as well. And the good thing about it is that we're educating people on glass versus plastic. There's a big deal about how plastic bottles of water are showing up as, you know, health risks that are involved.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So I said, you know, glass is the perfect thing that we could use as this private market for this glass bottle of water, for alkaline water, that is healthy for you.
Mm-hmm.
And what we're educating people on the glass versus plastic is the teabag effect.
Okay.
And for most of you may know what the teabag effect is that if you have a plastic bottle of water, most plastic bottles of water that you see have an expiration date on it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not because the water expires.
Mm-hmm.
It's the actual compounds of the plastic that breaks down after a period of time. So if you have a plastic bottle of water in your car, mm-hmm. in the trunk of your car, or even in a warehouse,
mm-hmm.
when the heat rises, the chemical leaches into the water. Mm. By the time you get it cold, the damage is done.
Wow.
So if you Google these things, you'll see that the chemicals, the BPA chemicals, is a mimicking estrogen that causes cancers and other ailments within the body.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So that's our primary goal, is to educate people on the glass versus plastic. Every medical research facility and laboratory around the world uses glass to retain,
mm-hmm.
to preserve. Mm-hmm. And it's sterile.
Yeah.
And glass has been around for centuries.
Yeah, I read that, I saw, you know, Paul McCartney's wife passed away of cancer. Now,
yeah,
she's a very healthy woman, very healthy, ate healthy, did everything healthy. Mm-hmm. And they were saying that they blamed the cancer on the bottled water.
Yes.
You know, it's sitting there and being in heat and that
absolutely
kind of thing.
So yeah, we're educating people on that. And we're actually marketing this product as if it's a fine wine for dining. Okay.
Look, y'all should see this bottle. Look, I'm looking at this thing. And man, if I'm going to put a picture on my website, I thought this looks like a fine wine bottle.
Mm-hmm.
It's got the aerodynamics of this thing is off the charts, man.
It's a Bordeaux style claret bottle.
Mm-hmm.
And it has a Stelvin. It looks just like your regular wine bottle, but it's a smaller version.
Mm-hmm.
Now, our larger bottles have a cork in it.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
Excuse me.
It does not require a corkscrew opener. It's a bottle top, bar top with a synthetic cork in it.
Okay.
And I would like to bless your guest today. I think your fifth caller.
Okay.
I would give some free water to.
How about that?
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Well, we got somebody on the line. Hang on 1 second. Hey, Debbie, how you doing?
Hi. How are you?
We are wonderful. Say hello to Miss Brooks.
Yes. I just want to say bless you, bless you, bless you, bless you.
Thank you. Bless you. Thank you.
Let me tell you, I'm going to say I used to be a litigation specialist by trade.
Yes.
And my daughter was going to this affair. She asked me, she says, Mommy, can you make me a pair of earrings? And, you know, I'm very crafty with my hands. My grandma used to say, make something, do something with those hands, because if you do something with your hands, get a trade, you'll always have something to do.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So I started making earrings and knitting and crocheting at the age of 8.
Mm.
Wow.
And so I made my daughter these earrings and fell into this jewelry business. And I have been doing this since, let's say, April. Seriously.
Okay. Awesome.
And let me tell you, that's when you find out who's really behind you.
Yes.
When you leave something, a trained craft, to do something that you kind of like fell into.
Yeah.
When you're not giving it away any longer, and you're doing it for a living, let me tell you, people are haters.
Oh, I know. Trust me. But I'm going to tell you, most people, when they come around you, they don't come around you to see how you're blessed. They want to come around you to see why you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What I would like to say, I would like to see your jewelry, and I would like to sew into your business and purchase retail price, whatever you charge. Because my mom, she makes jewelry. She loves this stuff. I would, if you give me, hang on, give me your information, and I would like to sew into your business.
Are you kidding right now?
No, yeah. I'm very sad.
Hey,
that's
Debbie,
what I'm saying.
Why don't you text this number, 443-854-4889, 443-854-4889. Just text your information, and Tahisha will definitely get back to you.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's about helping other people, but that's how I'm blessed. That's how whole platform, don't be surprised. Be surprised for those who don't do it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So yes, I want to sew into your business, send your information to the number that was given to you. And I will make sure I follow up with you personally to purchase your product retail.
Oh, thank you.
All right, Debbie. There
okay.
you go.
I got a smile on my face right now.
Tell your friends about the show,
yes,
okay?
Yes, absolutely.
Oh, you know I will. Thank you so
You're
much.
You're welcome. Bless you,
Take
my dear.
Take care,
Deb. Bye-bye.
Yeah, bye-bye.
Have a good day.
You
bye-bye.
Too.
Bye-bye.
We got Ben online, too. Hey, Ben, how you doing?
I'm doing fine. Listen, I'm going to find out the name of the water so I can purchase it or whatever.
That's awesome. Yes, the name of the water is called Fortune 5. Let me give you the website.
Fortune.
Yes, that's correct. And the number 5.
You got to see this water,
Ben.
Oh,
man. You have got to see it.
Charts.
Let's have him go to the website so you can see it. Yeah. So it's www. For all who are listening, Fortune, Fortune, and the number 5, water, water.info. That's okay, www.fortune5water.info.
Remember, I'm writing it down. I'm not taping it down. I'm writing it down now.
Okay.
Okay.
Once we get these expedient hands, we can go real fast.
That's right.
Okay, www.fortune5water.info.
Water.
Okay. info.
That's correct. And please give our office a call. We don't have our prices online.
The number's on the website?
The number's on the website. We don't have prices online because we had rather for people to call us to build a relationship with you. See, it goes back to relationships, people. You have to be in a position to build and be willing to build a relationship with the people that you are consuming, that's consuming your products.
Right. Now, your name is Tanisha Brown?
Tahisha is spelled T-A-H-I-S, as in Sam, H-A, and my last name is Brooks, Tahisha Brooks.
I apologize.
No, you're fine. Believe me, I've heard worse.
my brother works for Muhammad Ali, you know, so I was just talking about the water.
That's awesome. That's awesome.
We were just talking about glass water, glasses, water being in glass bottles some time ago, you know.
Absolutely.
Trying to get that alkalized water.
Yes.
And we know how harmful plastic is.
Yes.
To the body and the environment.
And what it does to the brain. And it has been linked to Alzheimer's and some other things that's going on that they're not making public. But it is, you can Google the information and receive information from FDA. So there are a lot of details that are out there that will actually support not what I'm saying as a fact, because facts change, but the truth is, which never changes, you'll find that that information through FDA as well as through other resources, medical resources, that I have the same information as you, but I'm just taking advantage of the opportunity so therefore I can change the mindset of how we consume products on an organic or just on a health perspective basis. That's all.
And I'll say this too before I leave. You know, they are, you know, getting cures is very simple if you follow the rules.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. It's a principle. Amen. Absolutely.
Yep. And a lot of times they tell you a bunch of lies to keep you in this lane that they want you to be in. So mm-hmm. they engineer you to this lane so you can
absolutely.
You're right about that.
But see, they don't care about the truth. They only care what it appears to be. Mm-hmm. Even if the appearance is a lie, they're okay with that. But if it's the truth, they doubt it.
Well, I say follow the money, you'll find out that it's all about the money, man.
There you go.
It's all about the money.
It's always been about
hey,
that.
Hey, Ben, do us a favor, man. Text us 443-854-4889, 443-854-4889, so we can stay in touch with you. Is that all right?
All right, then.
All right, take care.
God bless
you.
Thanks again.
Excellent, man. We are getting some knowledge here from Tahisha Brooks, entrepreneur extraordinaire, and we're talking about this unbelievable Fortune 5 water. And in fact, I had a glass of Fortune 5 last night, and I can honestly say it's better than any other. It tastes different. It definitely does.
Because the glass is totally different, because I always like to do taste tests mm-hmm. with people. So you drink the actual glass bottle of water of Fortune 5, mm-hmm. and then you take a sip, you know, take a good swallow,
yeah.
and then you wait for about 30 seconds, mm-hmm. and you drink some of the plastic. Mm-hmm. I had a taste test with four women. Mm-hmm. This one woman spit the water out like across the table. I mean, it was nasty, but it was funny uh-huh. at the same time. And I'm uh-huh. like, are you serious? She's like, oh my gosh, I can taste the chemicals in the plastic already.
Wow.
It was just amazing. Wow. I'm like, oh my gosh. The nasty part wasn't.
I mean, right, right. I got you. You should see, like, she's got this, you got to talk about the different sizes and stuff.
Yes. We have a 375 ml, which is like a 12-ounce bottle. Mm-hmm. And then we also have a 20-ounce or 25-ounce bottle, which is our 750 ml. And the larger bottle, as I said before, has a cork in it.
Mm-hmm.
And we're really excited about the exclusivity and even some of the partnerships that we're coming across with the various phone calls that we're getting from Bulgari, mm-hmm. for Tiffany and Company to put it into their boutiques.
Mm-hmm.
We've been contacted by Tracy Braxton's. We contacted her, and mm-hmm. then, you know, we're kind of back and forth with that.
Sure. Uh-huh.
And also, there's a company that's in California that's interested in placing our product at the Grammys, the Oscars, and the Tonys. And,
wonderful.
You know, so
wonderful.
It's amazing where this is going. And
yeah.
The Trumpet Awards, they called us, and mm-hmm. The Rainbow Coalition for 100 Black Women. You know, so it's amazing where this is going and who our customers are mm-hmm. right now, which is the Mary Marriott, Euromotors, wow. Mercedes-Benz. We did the Embassy of Grenada, New York Fashion Week. We did the burlesque shows.
Wow.
There's a women's group, entrepreneur group that's called Lynx. Mm-hmm. So the numbers are just keep growing.
Awesome. And the phones are blowing up here. Let me go to line one here. Hello, caller. How are you? Hello? Oh, I think we lost that caller. I'm looking at this stuff here. You got to see like the nice design of the bottle and the you look like rhinestones and stuff.
I'm a bling baby. I'm a bling bling person.
This is for all you people who are listening who like fine stuff. You know, fine dining.
Well,
the
canister that it comes in. Uh-huh. I mean, of course, it comes in cases of 12 because uh-huh. wine bottles come in cases of 12.
Right.
So it's in a case of 12, but the individual bottles are sold or can be sold in these individual canisters.
Okay.
I'm not a drinker, but uh-huh. those who know 1738, those types of canisters, you know, that the actual premium liqueur or cognac comes in.
Uh-huh.
It comes in a case like that.
Uh-huh.
And we have our, it's kind of blinged. We have the gold and then we have a silver and then we also have black
okay.
as well. So it's great for bottle service. It's great for gifts and
yes, it is.
Wedding gifts and tokens and things like that. So we're also connected to a bridal magazine.
Okay.
Called Premier Bride Magazine.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So a lot of the brides, we get like over 3,000 leads every single month with brides mm-hmm. that are getting married from now to 2020, believe it or not, that are scheduling out to have this water at their wedding.
Wow. That is wonderful.
Absolutely.
Yeah. It's a great, great, great product. And here's the deal. It's very healthy, you know, and that's one of the things mm-hmm. that, you know, we talked about on our show a few weeks back. We talked about being the healthy entrepreneur.
Absolutely.
And so I am going to, we got a caller here.
Okay.
And I think Lou might be the fifth caller.
I think he may be the fifth caller, okay. Yeah.
Hey, Lou, how you doing?
Good. How you doing, Arden?
We're doing great, man. What's happening? What's on your mind?
How's it going?
Oh, things are great. Say hello to Tahisha for me.
Hi, Lou.
Hi, how are you?
I think you may be our fifth caller, so...
Oh, really?
Yeah, so I think okay. we're going to have to give you some free water.
That sounds good. I drink a lot of water, but I got a question for you. I know your show is about to end. Your program today and any of your other programs, are they recorded, and can someone get a copy of it? The reason why I'm asking, because my wife is starting a business, and I know she would be able, she would love to be able to hear some of what your guests talked about today.
Sure, not a problem. They are recorded, and we can get that information to you. Just two things you can do. You want to text this number here, but you can also call the board up, call back, and give your number to the board up here so we can
okay.
have your information.
443-854-4889,
443-854-4889. Yeah, 453-4889. And then, just call back and leave the information with the board op as well. Just leave her all your information so that Tahisha can get you this water. This water's good, man. I'm telling you. I'm just not.
Oh, that's great. Well, I drink a lot of water, so that's not a prop.
Okay.
Now, what do I need to do as far as the water concerns?
Well, actually, that's what I said. If you call the board up, just give her your information, your name, your email address.
Yes, I'll call you. As a matter of fact, just leave your information, and mm-hmm. I'll make sure I'll call you personally. Is that okay?
Well, you should. Well, Oren, you should have it from one of the last times we talked. You had called me.
Oh, Lou, this is that Lou. Yeah, yeah. How you doing, man?
I'm the one that has the private fishing charter.
Right, the boat. Yeah, exactly, man. How you doing, all right?
I'm doing well.
Good. Well, thanks for calling in the show, man. Make sure you leave your information. We'll make sure to get that water to you, okay?
All right, now that's 443-854-4889.
Correct.
And then, that's the board off number?
No, that's the text. You're texting that number. Call the number back that you just called, the 410-481-1010, and leave your information with her so that Ms. Bruce can get a hold of you afterwards to get you that water.
Okay, great. And great hearing from you again.
Likewise, man.
Thank you,
same to you. Take care, bye.
All right.
Yeah, bye-bye. Yeah, this is... this has been very enlightening, and we still got some time, so I'm really excited about that.
Oh, I'm excited as well. I'm in the giving spirit today.
Well, the more you give, the more you receive,
well,
right?
Well, the next three callers. I I'm very serious because God has blessed me.
Yes.
And
yes.
The next three callers, absolutely. Call in and leave us your information and everything. And I will make sure that I call you personally and get your information, and I'll send the water right to you.
Wow. All right. The number is 410-481-1010. 410-481-1010. If you're outside the listening area, 877-704-1010. If you're on the line here and you want to be an entrepreneur, you want to start a business, you're looking for something, I'm not sure how, you want to text 443-854-4889, 443-854-4889. We're here with Tahisha Brooks, entrepreneur extraordinaire. Man, she's done so many different things, from starting home-based businesses to, you know, the Boss Network to, you know, I forgot she was a cop pretty much. So she'll mess you up, man.
At a spa in DuPont Circle, I'll massage your eye, you know, just massage you up after I beat you up. No, I'm just kidding.
She is phenomenal, and she's here. Look, we're here to serve the community. And that's why we have these special people on. We've got a bunch of callers here. Let's see here, line number three. Is this Joan? Hey, Joan, how you doing?
I'm fine, yourself?
We're doing great. Say hello to Tahisha.
Hi, Tahisha.
Hi, Joan. How are you?
Alrighty.
Good. So what brings you to the line today?
Well, I was interested in some type of home-based business. I thought they gave advice about home-based business.
We do. In fact, both Tahisha and I have been home-based business owners for a while. Do you have... can you text, or would you? Do you have texting capability on your phone?
I don't know how to use it.
That's okay. Here's what I'm going to ask you to do. You want to call this number back, and you want to leave the lady on the phone your name, your first and last name, and your telephone number, and someone will call you back right after this show to show you how to do that. Is that okay?
All right.
And do you have a pen with you? I'm going to give you another number you can call.
Okay.
It's 443-854-4889.
854.
Mm-hmm. 4889.
4889. Now, do you all give people suggestions of things that they can
sell
from the home?
Yeah, here's what you want to do. You want to find out what it is you like, what it is you're good at, and then we'll obviously give you suggestions. You know, I'm usually on the show with Sharon Lewis, so you're going to be contacted by someone to go through specifically, you know, how to start a home-based business. So, you know, call the number you just called back, and you talk to the board. I'll leave your name and number with her as well, and I promise someone will get back to you right after the show. Okay? All right, Joan.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Take care now.
Thank
Have
you.
A good one. All right, we got, hang on a second. Jeremiah's been waiting. Hey, Jeremiah, how you doing?
Hey, how you doing?
We're doing great, man. Say hello to Tahisha for me.
Hey, good morning.
Hi, Jeremiah. Good morning.
Good.
What's on your mind, man?
Yeah, I was listening to you guys' program, and I didn't even know that plastic bottles were not really good for you.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Not many people pay attention to that. And again, it's not just plastic bottle water. There's a lot of plastic products, period, that you may put into the microwave. And just if you don't take my word for it. Don't quote me on anything. You have to do the research on your own as well. Google it. You'll see for yourself. You know, and there's a lot of research that's out there already at WebMD.com. A lot of websites that are out there that really have a lot of studies and blogs about plastic versus glass, because glass can withstand heat that plastic cannot dream of.
Yep.
Okay. So, you know, anything that's melted down and it produces a gas, a harmful gas or chemical or something like that, is definitely harmful to the body, for sure. So I would encourage you to do as much research as you can as possible, not just with plastic bottled water, but just other plastic products as well. And just look in your refrigerator, look in your cabinet, and Google and research the plastic that you have as with your food product that you consume, and you'll see the different dangers and the different types of chemicals it has has 20, you know, alphabets just to name one product that's in that one plastic.
Hey, Jeremiah, you want to be real careful, especially in the summertime. You know, if you're drinking water, if you got
Absolutely.
Your bottle of water in the car
mm-hmm.
and it's hot out, and you know, when you sit for a while, if you're sitting in the sun, the water gets really warm.
Absolutely.
And at that point,
it heats up the plastic and the chemicals. That's that tea bag. Because if you steep a tea bag inside of hot water, the herbs come out of that because of the hot water. That's why we say it's the tea bag effect. It's the same exact thing reversed around with plastic that's in a heated environment in water, and the chemicals leach into the water. By the time you get it cold, the damage is already done.
Yeah.
Wow. You don't know.
That makes me wonder if that's the reason why a lot of people walk around with cancer.
There yep. you go. Well, Paul McCartney's wife who passed away, that was the conclusion that she came up with, as well as her doctor said it was the plastic bottles of water. That's what she's quoted, and that's what she said.
Yep.
Wow. I'm sure these people know these things and just don't care. It's all about money.
Yeah,
yeah,
it is, man.
But it's up to you as an individual now that you know and you have the knowledge to, and this is, in by way, no means of marketing my product and say, oh, get mine because this is the best. No, any other glass bottle of water that's out there, you're more than free to go get that too. That's fine. Mm-hmm. I'm just here to educate people on glass versus plastic and the health perspective and where this is going. And I so happen to have a glass bottle of water.
Good one. Hey, Jeremiah, do me a favor, man. Send us a text with your information. We'd love to stay in touch with you. 443-854-4889.
And we want to get him a glass bottle of water, too. So let him leave his information, too.
You know what, Jeremiah? Call back to the board op and leave your information. She's going to send you some water, man.
No, number is 443.
Hang on a second. Hold on a second. I know she's getting her stuff here.
All right.
Okay, go ahead.
443.
Okay.
962.
Okay.
4936.
Okay, I got it. I'll give you a call back.
All right, Jeremiah. Take care, buddy. Have a good one.
You too. Bye-bye.
All right, we got CJ on line 4. Hey, CJ, how you doing?
Hello.
Hey, CJ, how's it going?
Hi, CJ.
Great. How are you?
Oh,
we're
wonderful.
Good.
Sounds good. I'm in law enforcement as well, many, many years now. I've heard the information that Aisha was referencing about the bottled water.
Mm-hmm.
My question is, has she or anyone started to take this issue up with the Food and Drug Administration, because they are the regulatory agency that's supposed to govern safety with food containers and all. Am I right?
That is correct. And however, as an indirect defense for plastic, and just an indirect, I say, there are other plastics that are out there that's supposed to be less harmful. PET is one of them. There's quite a few that are out there that does not have the mimicking estrogen, which is BPA chemicals that are in it, just as an indirect defense. But that's only because that's public knowledge. Okay,
so BPA stands for what?
It's such a long word. Honestly, I don't even know. I know it when I see it. I know it, but it's just such a long word. BPA is a chemical that they use, and as I said before, they have other plastics that's supposed to be less harmful. So if you still are okay with plastic, then I would suggest that you research the less harmful plastics. But if you don't want plastic at all, you just want to be safe on the safe side all the way around the board, then
the other thing, finally, do I qualify for one of the
yes you do yes I will give you yes that's no problem, just give us your information. I will send you a bottle of water. That's not a problem.
CJ, do us a favor, just call back 410-481-1010 and leave your name and number and everything with the board out. We'll make sure Tahisha gets that information
Absolutely.
Out to you. Okay,
I will do that, and thank you very much.
Okay.
Greatly appreciate that.
Yes, no, God bless you,
day.
Sir.
Take
yes.
care now. Okay. Bye-bye. All right, we've got Barbara. Barbara's been waiting for a while. Hey,
yes,
Barbara, how
Barbara.
You doing? Barbara, you there?
Oh, yes.
How are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
Good
great.
Morning.
Say hello to Tisha.
Good morning, Barbara.
Good morning. I was listening to your show, and I heard you talking about water and bottles of water.
Yes.
And one of the things you said about leaving them in the car, and I do that. I kind of have a problem getting them into my house sometimes when nobody's home.
I understand.
Mm-hmm. And I heard you talking about water, and I heard you say you were going to give them away some water.
Yes, I drink a lot of water,
and I try to encourage everybody I know to drink a lot of water.
Yes.
Because your body really needs it.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And it's amazing because some, I don't know which ones are, but I know some companies, they either put too much salt or minerals or certain types of chemicals in the water to cause you to become more thirsty. And what I've noticed when I was drinking plastic bottles of water, I was drinking water back to back. And I'm like, why am I so thirsty? What is the deal? Mm-hmm. But I found out that they put things in the water to make you thirsty to drink more water. So when I started drinking water out of glass, for some reason, I don't know what it is, certain bottles of water that have glass, you don't have to consume as much water to feel that bloated feeling. Mm-hmm. Water is supposed to quench your thirst.
Right.
Not so much as make you thirsty and make your mouth still dry. And right. I'm like, why am I? But so you have to be water. There is a difference in the water. Trust me. When people say, oh, it's just water. No, it is not. There's, it's not the same.
I know that there is a difference in the water because, like I said, I've tasted the difference.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And like I said, I drink a lot of water because some years ago I heard somebody, I don't know who was on that station or what, it was a doctor talking about the benefits of water. And I've always drank water, but I started to drink more. And I started using the bottles, you know, getting the bottles because I thought I drank more when I use the bottle. And but I do like sometimes when I'm in the house, I will always put it in a glass.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Well, Mark, we really appreciate you calling in. Just call the board out back. We'll get your information as well. Okay.
Okay.
Thanks so much.
Thank
Barbara.
You. Take care. So much. Have a good one.
Again, let me. We got to go to line two here. Is that Margaret?
Yes.
Hi, Margaret. How you doing?
All right.
Talk to us. What's on your mind?
Oh, I'm wondering if that is a replacement for the water that you drink in now. Because remember, they say you're supposed to drink like 64 ounces of water for the day. Mm-hmm. So how does that work?
I believe it's six to eight glasses. Can you hear me?
Can you hear us, Margaret? Can you hear us?
Let me turn down the radio a little bit.
Okay.
Okay.
I believe it's 6 to 8 glasses a day. And yes, this is a replacement water for me and my family. Absolutely. All the way across the board. I mean, once we were convinced of all this and going into this business, we knew what we were doing. And it was more so a health conscious choice, more so than anything. And this is what led us to, and this is the result of it.
Margaret, do us a favor. Call back and leave your information with the board op lady, okay?
What's the number?
410-481-1010.
410-481-1010.
Just make sure you leave her your name and your name and number, okay?
1010.
Yep.
Okay.
You got it?
Thank you.
Okay,
absolutely.
Take care. Have
Thanks
a good
again.
One. Bye-bye. We've got Deborah on the line. Hey, Deborah, how you doing?
I'm fine, thank you.
Good.
I appreciate all the information about the glass bottles because I do drink water out of the plastic bottles.
Mm-hmm.
But did she say there was a special type of water in the glass bottles?
Actually, it's the only thing that's about the water is that our alkalinity, our alkaline levels are high. If you know anything about alkaline or pH levels, anything that's below 7 is from 1 to 10. Anything that's below 7 is considered acidic. Okay, that's not really good for the body. It's a lot of acid, and that and people really don't understand. Also, is that a lot of people with has acid reflux when they drink certain types of water, they don't realize it could be the water that's causing the acid reflux.
And I do have acid reflux.
When you drink, and this is the thing: if you drink alkaline water, whether it's my water or someone else's water, anything that's above 7. And its alkalinity or pH levels is considered alkaline water. I wouldn't say to cure, but to help ease the things that you're going through with acid reflux, drink alkaline water.
Is this something that's ready available on the market?
Absolutely. Well, my product or just alkaline water?
Mm-hmm.
Both? No, I'm asking you, are you referring to my product or just alkaline water, period?
Just alkaline water, period.
Oh, absolutely. Fiji is above 7. They're 7.9. You have Evermore. There's other products that are in the grocery stores that's above. You even have a 9.5 that's out there. But it's, again, at the same time, it's still plastic.
Okay.
So that's the difference in all this. We are alkaline, but we're glass.
Tisha, why don't you give your website out again? We have a lot of people listening.
Yeah. Absolutely. The website where you can go to get a little bit more information about the product itself and also how to contact us is www.fortune,
mm-hmm.
and the number 5,
okay.
water, WATER, fortune5water.info.
Okay.
All right. Thanks a lot, Deb. Appreciate it.
And leave your information at the board again so we can get you some water, okay?
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome. Right. Bless you. Bye.
Take care.
Uh-huh.
We've got a few more minutes and a few more callers here. Hang on a second. Let's go to, is line 3 on? Let's see. Nope. Line 5. Hello, caller? Nope. Okay. All right, we still got a few more minutes here.
Okay.
The phone lines have been lighting up. You put it out there.
Like a Christmas tree
wants their
over
water.
There.
Everybody wants their water. Let me see. Line 3. Hello, Otis. How you doing?
I'm alive and well. That's good.
That sounds good.
I'm calling. I just happened to turn on the station. I'm hearing you talk about the water.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I got some information years ago saying that distilled water was better. And I drink mostly distilled water. Am I okay, or am I doing wrong? Am I doing wrong by drinking just distilled water?
No, you're okay, but it's really good to stick with something like a natural spring water. You know, I know for our water is a natural spring water. It's processed or goes through an 8-step filtration process for purification. We go through UV lighting to make sure that there's no bacteria, no microorganisms, and things like that. So we filtered the water, to the T to get the clean, crisp, revitalizing, fresh taste that you'll definitely taste when you leave your information at the switchboard and we send you a bottle of water to taste.
I'm sorry, I couldn't get you
that. I was saying that just, make sure that you leave your information at the switchboard for sure so we can get some of this good, clean water, natural spring water over to you. So you're doing
okay.
Fine, but natural spring water typically is a really good, reliable source typically.
Now, you do it yourself, or are you with a company that do it, or how's that done?
I am actually the distributor as well as, I would say, semi-manufacturer. I have a manufacturing company, and I am the CEO of the whole entire operation. So there's no third party.
You're a bad girl, man.
It's no third party or anything like that. So it's definitely, it goes straight through me, everything. So we're excited about what we're doing here.
We're up against it. Otis, just call us.
Now,
call
I
back
just want to give me information about it so I can start.
Call the number you just called. The board op will take your information, and she'll get back to you. We're up against it, Otis. We got to run.
Okay.
Well, listen, guys, we appreciate all the calls, and Tahisha, I appreciate you coming on the show.
Yes, thank you
Let
for having me.
Let the phone lines up like a Christmas tree. Again, if you want to text us, you can text 443-854-4889, 443-854-4889, and you give your website one more time, Tahisha.
www.fortune.com. And the number 5, water.info, www.fortune5water.info.
Excellent. We appreciate y'all listening.
Thanks,
we'll see
Baltimore.
Y'all next week. Take care. Have a good one.
All right.